Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 81-50-93-9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. On days like this, sometimes you want to just sit in the house and look out the window and be thankful that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have, if you agree. The DFH company is definitely the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can even look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room just like our ESPN Louisville studios. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, want to give a big shout-out, thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville studios. Try the ESPN Louisville special, 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for $9.39. I think that's one of our best deals. Just mentioned ESPN Louisville. It's good 7 days a week. Or the Thursday special, which is 20 boneless wings for only $14. Order online at wingzone.com. Perfect for your 4th of July parties this weekend. Two Louisville locations, Hikes Point and the Poplar Level Road location in the Quarry Center. Let me recommend I love the Parmesan garlic. And actually, I never ate buffalo. And after having the Wing Zone, I'm like, oh, like I really like buffalo. So like I tear those up, man. So appreciate Adam and them, man.
Okay, emergency. Okay. Why is Scary Terry trending?
I don't know. What do you do?
I don't want to see. Oh, is this a Florida? what is this?
I don't know.
Okay, so this is obviously not our scary.
Okay, fair enough. Anytime you see, like, it's supposed to be a good thing.
Yeah, when somebody's trending.
I know. And yeah, it's like, I immediately go, it's like, Louisville basketball's trending.
When one of my guys, my scary, and see, but when they use Scary Terry, that meant the professional guy.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like that was, you know, a Louisville connected thing. So, Steve.
Okay.
It is 11 o'clock.
Yep.
Y2K hit at 12 o'clock last night.
Uh-huh.
The college version of Y2K, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at 11 o'clock, do you feel like it's bigger than you would have thought? About like it's supposed to be, or less than you thought?
No, I think it's about right where I was expecting, man. I didn't think it would be overly wild, you know, but I think it's about right where you start seeing people are going to start filling out the market, you know, kind of, okay, what can we do? What, you know, and I think in the next week, you might see a little more happening. And the time of year it happened. I mean,
I think the people who already had deals in place were already making deals before. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's not going to feel that much different. The guys who had nice cars before probably had nice cars now.
Yeah.
You know, maybe might be a little nicer. I was talking with Dan and Mike before the show, right? And we all just had a good time laughing about locker rooms, and it's like, yes, locker rooms in name, image, and likeness life,
mm-hmm,
are the exact same as locker rooms 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Because it's the same emotions. One guy has come on campus with a car.
Right.
A nice car because his family got money. Look, when we're all broke, a couple guys on the team, their parents send them some money and send them some care packages. Sometimes they share, sometimes they don't.
Sure, absolutely.
Couple of guys in the locker room get all the girls. Couple of guys are Mr. Steal Your Girls. You know what I'm saying? Some guys are just a one-woman man or something like that.
Absolutely.
Or, you know? But it's still the same emotions of you have to check all that stuff at the door when you step on the court.
Yeah.
And you know what Coach Mack is going to say? Instead of talking about you and your Coca-Cola. You spending all your time at Coca-Cola trying to get money, blah, blah, blah. You suck, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think they were saying 20 years ago? Why don't you stay out of that, you know, stay out of that, you know, whatever place.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts, Mark. Or not, Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Marcus, if you spent more time practicing instead of eating Krispy Kreme donuts, you're going to get the same comments. They're going to have the same locker room tension. Charles was, he kind of offended me, Steve.
Okay.
You know what he said to me?
I'm listening.
I mean, it's good to have somebody like Pedro in here who understands what the locker rooms are like. I said, what? What, young fella? Right.
You're like, yeah, good point.
So, the point being, I'm like, these are the exact same emotions. Mm-hmm. It might be now, more of a money conversation than, this or that conversation. But you understand what I'm saying? Like, doesn't it feel like the exact same environment?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think, like, that part doesn't. I mean, it's going to be said. I mean, sure. But like you said, it's said now.
Right. I heard John Bowl on there. And
I mean, we say all the time, well, if that player went home for the summer.
Right.
It's going to be the same thing.
Yeah, John Bowl says, they were talking about the Wisconsin quarterback was, trying to sell merch or something. And John Bowl was like, he sucks. He needs to be concentrating on, playing instead. And I'm just like, it's the same.
Yeah. I mean,
this is nothing new. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think that. I mean, like I said, it will be said,
I don't think it's going to be a big wave of people who used to would not say anything is now saying something because they make money.
Yeah, no,
I that's
don't
just
either.
Another. I don't listen,
I mean, post games you're going to get it a lot,
but you're going to get the same. That's the same one.
But it's going to be. I'm not going to read the names off, but it's going to be the cast of characters that I could tell you we'll call right now and we'll say, well, this player doesn't be playing.
It
just is another.
You get what I'm saying? There's not going to be a big wave of people who went from I don't criticize college players to now they make some money. I can criticize them. If you didn't criticize players and you say, okay, they're young, they're learning. If you weren't the guy to over criticize. But the guy that's going to criticize more, you're already the guy that says, boo, you suck. Just stop shooting three-pointers, Malik. Mm-hmm. You're going to be the same guy.
I think where you're more the new heated kind of thing that I think people will be more of what I think people think that will be, will be people who are paying in coaches. Because if I'm paying Malik Cunningham so much money and then you bench Malik Cunningham, that's my guy.
They're going to start going after the coaches a little more.
Yeah, like, wait a minute, Or if I'm paying Noah Locke and Coach Mack decides.
You mean as a business?
As a business. Mm-hmm. And Coach Mack decides he don't want to play Noah Locke for this game. Noah Locke doesn't match up well. I'm like, whoa. Like, no, get my guy. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's when you might get a little more of the hey, man, if he ain't going to, he don't know what he's doing. If he ain't going to play this guy, And so
that comes with the territory, too.
Well, sure. But I'm saying that might be the new because.
Yeah, what I'm doing right now is trying to have a conversation about what is going to change, Steve. Like, what is going to change? Listen, talking to Brandon, you still have to go to class, Steve.
Well, I don't think the locker room is going to be an issue at all.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm literally, Steve, trying to figure out what is really going to change in college basketball with this.
Yeah.
Other than having a couple of some more money in their pockets.
Yeah.
A little, like, you still, even in college, you still, you know, at night, you can still, all your business is done mostly virtual anyway.
Well, like I said, I mean, I guess I could see where it might get Louisville another guy or two. Like I said, I mean, Kentucky, I mean, a school like Kentucky, Duke, I mean, like I said, just last year, Kentucky ended up in a recruiting class, two top five players.
What's going to change?
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, are they going to get, I guess you get a third one, maybe? I don't know, you know, I mean, possibly, but other schools now are the problem where I mean, if anything, I think it hurts Duke and Kentucky and a couple of those schools that have been doing the one-and-done thing because now other schools are, I hate to say, kind of an even playing field, you know? Now it's like, now Louisville may.
Texas?
Yeah, well, Texas and Michigan are the two that I'm like, watch out for them to become powers mm-hmm. in this thing. But, I mean, you know, now I think a school like Louisville or anybody else may not be as, you know, apprehensive to go up against Kentucky or Duke and say, hey, number five guy, I feel like we can get you. You know what I mean? Like, we can get you this amount. So
Look at our arena. Look at our attendance. And our facilities. Why are you getting the same money?
Uh-huh. Right. So it's like, and there's not as much loyalty to the shoe company now because the money can come from anywhere. Directions. Yep. So, I mean, yeah, I think it's more beneficial. I mean, but even that, yeah, like,
you don't have to go. Think about this. You don't have to go to a Nike school now.
No.
You don't have to play in the Nike.
And if you're good enough, Nike will still take you when you graduate. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
They won't be mad at you.
John Wall was all Nike all through AAU, all through college, all through everything, pushed to a Nike school and signed with Adidas. Adidas wasn't like, well, you kind of spurned us. Yeah, I was like,
okay. Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Like, so.
He's an Adidas guy.
Yeah, like, they don't care. You know, he might not be now, but I mean, directly out of school he was.
I'm looking for changes.
Yeah, and 80,
By the way, 8150 939. I will open that conversation up. 8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. Brian, if there's something that changes in the college game, I mean, feel free to because like I said, I knew today I was gonna want to fill it out, see what the Twitterverse was gonna say. And right now, Steve, I don't want to fall victim to confirmation bias.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was going to be a big change. Like I said, I think on the surface it looks different, but the emotions are still the same. The finance. I mean, again, this goes back to the Zion point. You don't know what car they're driving when they leave that campus.
Yeah.
You don't know what house they're living in when they leave that campus.
Mm-hmm.
All you see is baby-faced individuals for the most part.
Yeah.
You don't, like I said, you might have read an article that Malik Williams signed with some agency and he charges $200. You don't know how many appearance fees Malik Cunningham got.
Right.
He's going to be on the court as a college player who's played 2 years and needs to get some more completions.
Right. Right. No, I agree with that.
Yeah, it only changes.
I mean, I guess.
If you stay on the gram,
yeah.
And you see money phone Malik or something, you know what I'm saying? Then you're going to, yeah. But he could be on the gram right now. He could be on Instagram right now
hanging out
with people with money.
I mean, I think it could turn a player into a heel quicker, yep. Even nationally, because if you get, okay, like imagine a Johnny Manziel and he's making his money and he buys a Rolls Royce,
mm-hmm.
and he's got to deal with a car dealership, you know, and he's got a Rolls Royce and he flaunts it and he's, you know, and mm-hmm. then he's in a post game interview and he's like, there will be some of those that I think can turn. And like you said, you know, well, even at the University of Louisville, it's kind of a blue-collar city at times. Okay, say you did get a running back. I hate to say this, but a Booby Miles type, mm-hmm. you know, that would just get on there and just got his cash out and mm-hmm. stuff. Now players don't, but you kind of will put yourself into a situation there where I think it's like, you better win. Because if you win, people's going to be like, flaunt that cash, baby. You know, like, they won't care. But
what's new?
Yeah, but, I mean, what's if new? They do it now, you don't. I've heard Louisville fans before.
Yeah, Shane gets a speeding ticket in Acura. Just,
yeah,
you better win.
Yeah, yeah.
You better win.
Right.
Shut up about his car. He right. won.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. So, yeah, I mean, even that, you're right.
You're, it's not actually, really different. Actually, your comment about coaches maybe feeling uh-huh. an uptick in the heat, you know, maybe, like I said, that's probably
one. It's a good one.
I'm listening.
Texter says, I think more players will stay close to home simply because they will be more marketable to people that watch them in high school. Other than that, I don't think things will change.
That's why we need to be in these high schools more.
That's a good point.
I talked about that a long time ago mm-hmm. when we were brought up Caleb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a well-known commodity here. I think people locally, you would want to pay a Caleb Glenn, who's local, the Louisville Caleb Glenn, you know, at the University of Louisville. If you're George Washington III, that's a good that's a really good point. And that may be something you see more where kids are like, yeah, I could go. I'm from L.A. is a bad one, but it's just so much in L.A. Because that's another texter said that earlier, and I'm sorry I didn't get the number, but said, you know, Louisville not having a pro market, I think, mm-hmm. is a huge advantage. And Kentucky can say the same, I mean, mm-hmm. or be in this area. But, like, because, like, L.A. is – but, you know, I'll use Eugene, Oregon, you know. Yep. Again, probably another terrible one. But it's like, why would I go to, you know, why would I go to Ohio when everybody knows me here? They know Steve Ramich. He played right up the road at, you know, Eugene High, you know, and stuff. I mean, so.
But sometimes the fresh face is more marketable.
It is. Oh yeah, I'm not saying everybody, yep. but I think maybe your next tier of kids, like your top tiers, probably don't care.
Right.
And
I can go wherever I want.
There may be something to say for the opposite. You know, maybe the bigger markets, the LAs and stuff, can get more people.
Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
I was wondering, do you think this is going to make even at the high school level, sort of 12th grade kids more conscious about their communication skills and their public image and change what their social life is like away from the traditional college kids' life experience?
I do. That's a great point. I appreciate the call. 100%. Listen, absolutely. This is like a rebirth. Okay, let's just say over the last 10 to 15 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you know how we say, we grew up, Steve, don't do anything that can embarrass yourself because the colleges are going to come around and they're going to ask all these teachers you and they're going to ask around.
Absolutely.
And that turned into don't curse in public, don't do anything in public that somebody can spread a rumor about.
That's
right?
A fact, man.
And then social media came in and it was be careful on social media and Rick Pitino, don't do anything on social media, yep. don't say anything. And then over the years, people just getting a little looser, and it really the break in the dam was when Russ Smith got up in that locker room and he started do it, and Rick was like, "What the hell are you doing?" No. And he did, "Let's do the Harlem Shake."
Yeah.
When Russ did that, right?
Yeah.
That was when it's like, okay, now social media, now you can act crazy,
mm-hmm.
and. Before, you would be scared to do that.
What a great video!
Because a pro team would be like, "Oh, he's a clown in the locker room. We don't uh-huh. want to mess with him, you know." But after that, it kind of turned into so. Now, when we look at Instagram Live, you know, of high schoolers or guys, and I mean, they talk, you know, pretty vulgar a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, especially the immature freshmen, you know, they.
Oh, yeah. The Instagram Lives are like, they make me cringe sometimes. Yeah,
right, right.
In my mindset, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
In our mindset, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say you boom, 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 boom. Okay. Last year it was the wildest on Instagram that you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
This is across college sports.
Sure.
They were just doing things, acting up. They showing themselves at parties, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, let's say we got over the peak of wild Instagram stuff, right?
Okay.
Now we're back to your name, image, and likeness being important for marketability. Now we're going back downhill on, you better clean that stuff up off your internet now. Because these companies, now they can get you as a college player. High schoolers see now. So to Doc's point, high schoolers, now your name, image, and likeness is going to be important.
Yeah.
You don't need this on the internet of you. It didn't matter, you know, a little while. It was just who can, you know, nobody cares because we can't make any money till we're pros anyway, right?
Yes.
So, and then you started kind of, well, the pros aren't caring because we saw this guy do this and he still went number one in the draft and we saw.
Yeah, if you can hoop, they'll get you.
We saw Ashton Hagens and he's doing this and, you know what I'm saying, nobody care. So, yeah. So maybe 21, 22, 23, these high schoolers are now like, okay, my freshman year of college, I want to get a name, image, and likeness.
No, I totally agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I totally agree.
Yep.
I do think that it will
force you to clean up.
To clean up a little bit, start to think about that.
Because how would freshman Marcus Maidman feel when they're like, you already got, and this is archaic what I'm going to say. This is archaic what I'm going to say, but y'all are going to get the point. Mainstream companies, hey, the neck tattoo doesn't work for us. Freshman Marcus Maidman, 2 years ago, the neck tattoo, nobody even noticed it.
Yeah.
Because you were just a player. Now I want to work for, you know, I want a Head and Shoulders advertisement. I want a local Sweet Tea advertisement. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to worry about the neck tattoo on the when I drink the sweet tea on camera, the neck tattoo shows up.
Yeah.
Now, let's be a little more mindful about our image and likeness.
Yeah.
Marketability. Parents now.
Or you've got to go all the way.
Yes. Yeah.
You've got to go all the way with, no, this is, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I'm that guy.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a market for that guy, too.
No, that's what I meant. Yeah, there's a market for a guy that's like, I don't care. This is what I am. I got my face tattooed. I'm, you know, like, and if you don't pay me, whatever. Don't pay me. You know what I'm saying? Like, my game.
Or let the emos pay me or whatever.
But you got to be good because you're betting on yourself to make money, you know, where it's like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. So, yeah, you get what I'm saying?
No, I totally think so, man.
High schoolers, parents of high schoolers,
sure,
clean it up.
I think it's going to change too, even where you send your kids to school. I think you think about it ahead of time in high school.
Clean.
You know what I'm saying? Because if I like, for instance,
it's a quicker path to the money.
Yeah, I've been looking at Christian Academy. We're right out there by it, you know. I was looking at it for my kids, you know, like, man, I think it might not be a bad idea. Well, especially for my youngest. My oldest, he's kind of to the point where he can kind of make a decision, you know. And look, if he don't pick it up this year, I'm gonna be like, no, I'm not paying tuition.
It's not the investment.
But you know, where you may go, okay, there's rules. Maybe I'm going to send them there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's now I'm not saying that's why I'm doing it.
Yeah, but it might protect them from itself, you know?
Yeah. So that's, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Where, you know, and so I don't know. You know, there's a ton of stuff that is, of course, there's going to be a racial element too that's going to be there, that's going to be a conversation because I do think that, I mean, it's not fair, but I do think that the delegation times fights, like, you've got to be more straight and narrow
when you're selling your name, image, and likeness. Your image,
like, you're already kind of fighting a false,
say, stereotypes or
so it's like, okay, now, and I think that's something that young black men are going to have to learn, like, hey man, you're already fighting it. Or, like I said, go all in,
put
middle fingers up and say, dog, this is what I am.
Call me Browning.
And that's cool too,
and he's winning,
like, I'm with it. I'm with that, but it's just like, there's a lot that's going to go into, and I'm saying all this because we're talking about the high school kid, the teenager, what they're going to have to learn.
Grooming. Oh, because here's the thing, and this is the last thing I'll say before we take this commercial break.
Go full Birdman. Right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying as far as grooming. Okay. You have a college athlete level player, sophomore.
Sure.
If you play a good groom game, by his sophomore year, he could have, and we're talking about a good high school, not hit the ground running professional athlete guy. You got a good, good high school kid that's going to start when he gets to college.
Yeah.
Might not go to the league, you know, whatever, but you can tell he's a good player. He's going to.
Yeah, you're not going to pay for school.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Okay. You groom him right. You know, he image, you know, he can sell sure. himself. By his sophomore year, you could have him with $130,000 ready to start his own business.
Oh, yeah.
As a sophomore.
Absolutely.
But you're training him as a sophomore. Okay. Yeah. Hey, this is what I want you. This is what you need to do. This is, you know, keep this off the gram. Keep this off the thing.
Yeah.
This is the window to keep your reputation good.
Absolutely.
When you get to school, we already know two people that's, you know, going to work with you, maybe get a couple sure. more. So, yeah, imagine as a sophomore, you had $200,000 accumulated. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And good business, you know, a couple of good business partners and you know how to do your taxes now. And you start off your life with a nice little...
yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you still love your sport and everything, but it's like, no, you can prepare. It's like, take this stuff serious. Like,
yeah.
Take your child's development.
There's a lot goes into it, man.
Yeah. You don't have to just NBA or bust. You can be smart and be.
Now you really, tactful. I mean, the commercial, man, is even deeper now where you say, look, now you really do have even more opportunity to go pro in something else.
Quicker.
Yeah. I mean, because you can do a trade. You can do a – I mean, listen, I had a buddy, and this is the route some take. I had a buddy who was full scholarship, one of my good friends. And you hear me talk about him all the time, but one of my good friends on full scholarship, Bellarmine, yep. played basketball. He was a sophomore. He may not feel this way, or he may not admit it publicly, but, you know, not a pro.
Yep.
Not a pro basketball player. There's no chance. Even though he did play with Cuban – a couple years later, he was like, oh, it's like, shut up.
Right.
But I mean, he stopped.
Parlayed it.
Stopped after his sophomore year. He got into a trade. And, I mean, now he makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, there is different.
Yeah, my whole thing with the whole even the pay is just the comfort to breathe easier.
Yeah.
Like you're in college, $20,000 to –
kids see Post Malone and Doritos commercials. They don't care about I agree. Like there is a but like I said, you almost got to just say, you've got it. Look, this is me taking or leaving.
Again, we're doing mainstream, y'all. Like don't bait me into, you know,
what are you saying about tattoos? And what are you saying about, you know, like, don't bait me into that.
Oh, I love
that.
Tattoos.
Yeah. My wife's got a sleeve from her shoulder to her and one down her like, rear end right. to her knee.
Don't bait me into that, you know, into that conversation. I'm just talking about general advertisement, general mainstream things, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, where you can make quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Partnerships, relationships. You can groom your kids to be, you know, to be able to capitalize, to really capitalize on name, image, and likeness for not just pro money until you get to the pro, you know.
Oh, yeah. When, and
take advantage of it. Sure. Our last commercial break, middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 81-50-93-9 is the number. 93-9 is the station. Really quick, can you catch me up on what did I miss about commitments from yesterday?
Louisville football got a commitment. Yeah. Isaiah Reed from Jackson, Tennessee.
I was so busy yesterday. I was off the radar.
It's like Louisville, Ole Miss, Boston College, somebody else. Yeah.
Offensive lineman,
yeah. Adding depth where they need it, man. Not bad at all. We'll take it.
So is there anything else that I need to know about him in particular?
No, I mean, it's a good player, you know. I mean, getting out of there. They've obviously had their eye on him for a little while. The name has kind of been floated around. So just adding kind of another piece to the puzzle there. Like I said, this class is a lot about depth, man. You got 10, 12 dudes. You got to get depth of positions where you need it. I think they're going to take two DBs or two more DBs.
I'm looking at Lil Wayne and Chris Paul.
I know. Isn't that something?
Right. Who is that? Like, that's not.
They're best friends.
That's not who I expected to see.
I know. Like,
the emotional dude, embrace.
They look like best friends. Like that was.
Yeah, that was odd. Like
they go way back.
That was an odd pairing. Okay, so what other stuff did we not hit in general?
Well, I mean, today is obviously going to be or was a lot about
today was designed to be name, image, and likeness.
Yeah, because I mean, it's reaction. Name, image, and likeness day, you know, and we haven't really talked too much about it
leading up to.
Yeah, I did like how. Vince Tyree this morning, I thought he showed a lot of leadership this morning, too, when he tweeted out, says, as it relates to the name, image, likeness, I'll use a horse racing term, they're off. It was inevitable, and Louisville embraced the initiative and support our student-athletes opportunities. The value of our city and programs we've designed with the support of our campus experts will pay off now. I thought that was big time, man, to kind of jump even out there and say, hey, man, look, I want the athletes to know that are here and in the future that are coming that we're not only cool with this, but we're trying to get y'all paid. You know what I mean? Like, we want everybody to maximize their money.
We want our businesses.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're encouraging y'all to pump money into these players. You know, like, because in turn, money will get pumped into the university. You get good players, you're going to – I mean, you know what I'm saying? If Louisville's got a top 10, top 15, top 20 football team over there, that place is going to be full. Like, we're going to be in, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's basketball. Basketball is a little different. Like, it's going to be pretty crowded no matter what. But, I mean, yeah, but if you've got a top 10 team, especially the way the world is today, what?
Have we checked out on Sydney?
Who, Sydney Curry? No, I think it's a waiting game. I mean, I definitely think, like, the longer it goes, the more I'm like, it's probably not happening.
What are you down to now, percentage-wise?
For 60. Yeah.
Where are you at, Brian?
I was going to say right in that range. I still feel like he could come, but the lingering time just
puts more down. I'm 20.
I mean, I get it. But I think you started at 30, so that's not really that big of a drop.
I didn't start at 30. I was like... My 70 to 80 was based on Matt Cloth.
I want him, though.
Matt Cloth.
Like, I'm not backing off that. I want him, man. I think it'd be a great pickup. I do know there's some guards that have jumped in the transfer portal right now that are pretty legit, you know. But we got a couple spots. I mean, I'd take both of them. But I think Curry would be – I like what he adds. I hope that that's something that they get worked out. But the longer it goes –
Well, I know today you talked about a couple guards being added to the mix. Today is actually the last day that you can enter the transfer portal and be eligible for next season.
Yeah, yep.
Today is the last day?
Yeah.
Really?
July 1st, yep. So you saw the Shackelford kid from Alabama jumped in the portal
on the last day.
Yep.
Are all the coaches sitting around right now looking at the portal?
The Carr kid from Minnesota jumped back in the portal from the draft, you know. And then there was another guard.
The Cincinnati kid.
The Williams kid jumped in the portal. He was 14, 15 a game.
Louisiana Lafayette kid that averaged 17.
That was the kid. He was all Sun Belt. He jumped in the portal. So there's a couple big names jumped in the portal. Again, I just think Louisville's in a weird spot.
Are these kids getting in the portal already knowing where they're going, though?
Yeah, and I do think the texter's right. I think today, I don't think you can today.
It might have been last.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, but you're right. July 1st was the first day you couldn't anymore. Mm-hmm. I do think yesterday was the last day you could. But yeah, I mean, it's. I think Louisville will still add somebody. I would love to see Curry. I think he adds a dimension that we don't have. I think you can win a lot of games with three or four guys.
So it's the finishing element that you want from him.
Yeah, just it's something we don't have. I mean, I like what we have in the backcourt. I mean, but I would like to have, I would be absolutely happy with another big-time scoring guard,
Was Darius just tired of school?
Darius withdrew, but he is from the draft, but he's going back to UCF.
Mm-hmm.
That's not anything I'm interested in, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think it's just –
It says you can jump in the portal today, but.
You can jump in the portal today.
I think it's till midnight.
Until midnight? Okay.
Well, that's what I read. I read it was till the end of today.
Till tonight. Okay, okay.
Let me check.
I mean, either way, you might see a few more names pop in there if that's the case today. But, I think Louisville will add somebody. But as far as Curry goes, yeah, the longer it kind of lingers. And we say the longer it lingers, I mean.
He was just here Monday.
Yeah, I mean, he was just here Monday, but I mean, maybe he's taking a week, you know. But hey, I mean, I'll be pumped if we hear something, man. If we hear something,
you think he's just waiting to hear to see if he hears from a better situation or something?
I don't know if it's that as much as I think he's deciding. I think from what I've been told and what's around is the visit was good. They loved it.
Has any other schools been named in his
not named but uh-huh. He's got a quiet recruitment. Mm-hmm. Like he's kind of just keeping it close to the vest this time around because he needs to make he can't miss.
Yeah,
and it's June. Yep. July now, it's July, like you can't miss, dude. You gotta make it. And I think is what he's doing, I'll be honest with you, I think is what the decision you're making is, and this is totally my opinion, I think you're making the decision, dude, you want to go to Louisville and battle or do you want to go somewhere and kind of get your name back out on the market and then maybe make a move, you know, like somewhere a little smaller, you know? I don't know. It's just my opinion. But I would love to see him added. Yeah, I think that would be great. Or like I said, I mean, there's other guards, so we'll see.
Is Jay Billis going to end up at the NCAA?
Okay. Yes. There's a good chance. There's a good chance that could happen. Yeah, absolutely.
Mark Emmert will never relinquish control.
I was going to say, there's a good chance, yeah. I am, like I said, I am looking forward, though, to kind of seeing how just seeing the new stuff that U of L comes out with because, man, they really feel like that they're on top of this over here, man. It really feels like they're on top of it. That they're moving.
I mean, what responsibility does Louisville have other than?
I don't think they necessarily do.
Right? Is it just being supportive and any kind of educational things?
Yeah, I don't think they have it. I think that's what I think people are so. I mean, you literally have Matt Jones out here retweeting Vince Tyree, saying, "I wish we had something like this," like.
Talking about the Elevate program
just even his tweet today. Just the fact that, I mean, because like Mitch Barnhart just looks like he wants to stab his eyes out talking about this. Like he looks like he just hates it. Like it's just miserable now.
He sounded like he's not happy about it.
Vince is like, we love it. And we're not only going to do this, we're going to help you. Like we're going to actively try to get you guys paid.
Ask businesses to support.
The name is
Does Lakers he right. necessarily just want to do it? I don't know, but he knows it's best. Look.
It's best to support it, is what you're saying. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's best. I mean, so yeah. I mean, I think that it's a big thing, man, for Louisville, and just the whole campus and community seems to be rallying around this.
Young Steve, football player at Louisville, what business does he try to go after first?
Young Steve, football.
Whoever pays.
Yeah, and I think I do. I'll be honest. I'm a player, so like even if I'm not like the best, I'm starter, you know. I would go get an agency.
Yeah, and by the way,
because I don't have time to deal with that.
Right.
Yeah. I legitimately don't have that much time on my
hands. I was gonna say people that are like can't wait for the students who think they're gonna get paid to not get paid. It's like one of these things, okay, because I did hear a lot about that. It's going to be some rude awakenings. And they're gonna,
yeah.
And I'm like, when you're Division I Power 5, everybody gets the exact same rude awakening. Steve sees Jay Cutler and gets a rude awakening there. Mm-hmm. Marcus Maben goes to Austin Peay and gets drilled by some dude, a basketball player by the name of Bubba Wells, beats him 12-2, right? Uh-huh. Everybody gets the same route away, but everybody in the locker room thinks they're going to the league.
Yeah.
So yes, they think they're gonna get paid.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: some people are gonna work to get name, image, and likeness money and be creative, and some people are gonna say, I'm available. Hit me up in the DMs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Some people, DMs will pop, and some people's will not.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Like, that's why I say, I mean, if I was a lower-level player, I might just do the DMs thing and try to promote myself. At that point, I think I would just try to promote myself and make my brand on
social media. Or just make some money.
But if I'm any sort of starter, I'm doing Ellis. Go get me an agency. Y'all do that. Call me. Tell me who I'm talking to. Look here.
Yeah, okay. Are you comfortable with the 10%? Yes. Go.
Okay. So for instance, like I mean, me and you had the conversation. You know, like when we started doing business together. Listen. People know I do church. This over there. Okay. I personally don't care what you do. Mm-hmm. I may not do this or this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. You knew that.
Yep.
We have and vice versa. You yep. you've backed me about issues that have went on. You said, "Hey, if you want to put your name on this, go ahead. I'm taking my name off of it." You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, and you lost.
Yep.
People don't know you lost money. Okay. Okay. Like, I'm not putting your business out there, but you lost money. No, the community should know. And you never advertised
Take thy beak from out of thy heart.
I know. But you never advertised that. And the community, you should know that you lost money saying, I'm not going to do this.
I turned down some deals around here.
Yeah. I know. So, yeah. So, there. But
all I had to do was say.
Golly. And I'm not talking about the Make It Rain guy either. But.
No, that's my guy. Yeah.
No, but here's the thing. It was, I think you go to an agency, say, hey, man, look, I won't do this, or this, anything else. You call me, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, Steve Rummage and Wing Zone, let's do it.
What was I thinking?
Yeah, I know. Now, in hindsight, I'm like, stupid, man.
Just go take that money, Marcus.
Your voice, look, any station, you infiltrated the other station.
Oh, but I can handle it.
Yeah, well, what were you doing?
I would have felt terrible though.
Yeah.
It's a couple of businesses. It's like, no, I'm not doing Colt 45, y'all. I'm not doing malt liquor commercial.
In a bag.
Just hit the corner store. You won't know that one.
My name is Maven. After I do a show, I go get a 40. No, I'm not.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Mr. Old English.
Look, and then look for the right amount of money. My name's Steve Rummage. After the show, I go get a 40.
Homie.
that right at the end of the commercial? I'm like,
West Side. I don't know, man. Some of them numbers do look good, Steve.
I know. So, yeah, I think that's the best way to go, man. I'd just tell an agent. I would say, look, I don't have time for that, man. Mm. You find them. You call me. AL, we got, like I said, we got wings on. All right, cool. What they paying? All right, let's do it.
Yeah, just, yeah, but yeah, your original deal with the agency, that's where you put the most attention on, you know?
And there will be some, like the school says, like BYU, for instance. Okay, yeah, they're going to have some things that they're going to, but you're also got, you've got a lot of, you've got a national religious support.
That you're not going to have any problems.
You have a Mormon, an entire national Mormon support with Notre Dame. You have an entire Catholic support. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you'll be fine by not doing coffee, you know, like Texter was saying. But Texter's right, you know.
Is it any kind of caffeine with BYU?
It's something I don't want to disrespect anybody on their religion, but because I don't know for sure, but I know they have different rules.
Yeah, I know tobacco.
Yeah, that's like that I think you would have to follow with the religious side of it.
Who was the quarterback at BYU? Was it McMahon? Jim McMahon? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So they say he used to carry the dip in his back pocket. Yeah. It's like, dude, I don't care.
Yeah. It's like, whatever, dude.
But he wins.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not everybody that goes to BYU is Mormon. Not everybody that goes to Notre Dame is Catholic. You know, not everybody goes to Christian academies are Christian. You know, like, I don't, but you know what you're getting into. You know, I know I'm going to have to listen to the teachings and stuff, and that's why you choose that, you know, regardless. But I mean, you know, I'm not necessarily, I'm not Catholic, but I would send my kid to Trinity. You know, like, I mean, I don't. So yeah, like, I don't know how we got here, but yeah. I mean, yeah, like, you know, like, okay.
No, it's we're just selling your soul.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
No, I mean, look, I mean, I wouldn't send him like Satan you or anything, but I mean, got to do 4 seances and 5 things before. Okay, well, that's a little against what I believe.
Like,
but,
no, I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit out of that one.
No, like, Brian, what kind of teaching did you have to listen to? Trinity. Did they make you go into a confession or not? If so, I'm not sending my kid there.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, you didn't have to answer it, but it's good to know, I guess. But, yeah, I do think there'll be some like that, but I bet you have such a following. So, kids will be fine, man.
Okay. So, is this the last of our name, image, and likeness?
Yeah, I mean, other than specific deals, I think, like, after today, I'm kind of like, okay, this is what it is. Now, we'll talk about specific deals. You know, I mean, as they come out, but it won't be for me. I mean, the conversation's kind of over now. I'm like, all right. I'm not saying for everybody else. Yeah. I'm saying for me personally, like, I wouldn't expect to tune into Middays with Marcus Maben to hear a bunch about the name, image, likeness anymore outside of specific deals.
The Haley Van Lith deal is probably going to be a couple, you know.
I would more talk like, okay, well, we're going to talk about what did Malik sign, what did Haley sign, but not the full conversation rabbit hole.
Not the distraction of name, image, and likeness conversation.
Satan, you sounds kind of lit, Texter says.
Yeah, well, you enjoy that.
Of course, their last text said, I'm going to start giving G Wiz money. that's awesome.
You enjoy it. Satan, you. with your boy, Nas X or something.
Yeah, Vax you. But they.
I got to get out. I got to beat this rain, Steve.
I know. Yo.
Brian, get
You're
us
late.
Out.
Please, because it is pouring.
Please get us out of here. Sorry, people.
I've changed my tune. I went from like, oh, it's good to have some rain, to where I'm like, this sucks. I'm going home and not moving. This sucks.
I'm stopping to get some food on the way home.
I'm going to get that wing zone, dude. I just saw Adam walk in, and I'm like, yeah.
You did the read, right?
Yeah, of course.
Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.